page 294, book 2, canto 14, The World Soul. In a slumber of the voices of the world, he of the eternal moment grew aware. His knowledge, stripped bare of the garbs of sense, knew by identity without thought or word. His being saw itself without its wheels. Life's line fell from the spirit's infinity. Along a road of pure interior light, alone between tremendous presences, under the watching eyes of nameless gods, his soul passed on, a single conscious power. Towards the end, whichever begins again, approaching through a stillness dumb and calm to the source of all things human and divine. There he beheld in their mighty union's poise the figure of the deathless two-in-one, a single being in two bodies clasped, a diarchy of two united souls, seated, absorbed in deep creative joy. Their trance of bliss sustained the mobile world. Behind them, in a morning dusk, one stood, who brought them forth from the unknowable. Ever disguised, she awaits the seeking spirit, watcher on the supreme unreachable peaks, guide of the traveler of the unseen paths. She guards the austere approach to the alone. At the beginning of each far-spread plane, pervading with her power the cosmic suns, she reigns, inspirer of its multiple works and thinker of the simple of its scene. Above them all, she stands supporting all. The sole omnipotent goddess ever wield, of whom the world is the inscrutable mask. The ages are the footfalls of her tread, their happenings the figure of her thoughts, and all creation is her endless act. His spirit was made a vessel of her force. Mute in the fathomless passion of his will, he outstretched to her his folded hands of prayer. Then, in a sovereign answer to his heart, a gesture came as of worlds thrown away. And from her raiment's lustrous mystery raised, one arm half parted the eternal veil. A light appeared still and imperishable. Attracted to the large and luminous depths of the ravishing enigma of her eyes, he saw the mystic outline of her face. Overwhelmed by her implacable light and bliss, an atom of her illimitable self, mastered by the honey and lightning of her power, tossed towards the shores of her ocean ecstasy. Drunk with the deep golden spiritual wine, he cast from the rent stillness of his soul a cry of adoration and desire, and the surrender of his boundless mind, and the self-giving of his silent heart. He fell down at her feet, unconscious, prone. End of Canto 14.